I heard Melody. I don't know where Melody is from, but welcome to the call. And I heard Miss Tammy. Welcome to the call. We are going to go ahead now and turn this call over to our hostess, and I believe that would be Dr. Vanessa.
We have a surprise first-time host this morning, Ms. Robin, our prayer general. I turn it over to you. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up in prayer. This is Robin Wilson here in New Jersey, and I welcome everyone to the Master's Call. I would like to say God is good, and his mercies are new every single morning. And to just tell you a little bit about the Master's Call, it was started in October 25th, the year 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, out of Dallas, Texas. And our mission statement, we get on the call every morning from Monday through Friday, and we are here to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And the scripture that we stand on, it's found in Psalm 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's what each one of us are doing. We are putting God first. And as we put him first, seeking his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing things, we know that everything else is going to be added to us. So we welcome you, and we thank you for coming and being part of the Master's Call. And now this call, what brought us together, was a thread found here with Artists International. Many of us here are distributors with Artists International, and it is a Christian-based company. And the founders are the Diaz de Leon family, and they too put God first. And that's why this business is such a blessing. And for those who may not be an artist distributor, I encourage you to go back to the person that invited you to the call. Find out a little bit about Artists International. It may be something that you may be interested in. We are helping individuals live a healthy life. And again, God is first in everything that we do. Our email for the Master's Call, if you have any prayer requests, if you have a praise report, we love to hear praise reports. If you would like to join us as a prayer warrior, you can send any of those requests to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. That's the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And another blessing that we have also is that all of our messages have been archived from day one. And they can be found and listened to on our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. So if you're not able to get on the call Monday through Friday, where we begin at 7:30 Central, go back to the website, listen to the messages. They are all there for your convenience, all of the messages. And at this time, I would like to have Minister Candy open us up in prayer so we can get right into the word and introduce the woman of God. Minister Candy, are you out there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Praise God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning according to Philippians 4, 6 through 8, making our request known unto you. We come with peace beyond understanding. We come with praise and thanksgiving. We are honored to be your children. We love you, Daddy God. We bless you and worship your name. We thank you for this time set aside for your worship. We thank you for this ministry and for those responsible for birthing it, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and for all who are responsible for sustaining it through prayer, time, and dedication. We are thankful for our speaker and for the message you have for us through her today. We release heavenly escorts to usher in each word through her lips as you would have us hear them. We assign a Holy Ghost anointing to the phone lines and to the atmosphere so we receive an uninterrupted, unhindered, and unchanged word from your throne today. I cancel every assignment of the enemy to disrupt and interfere with this call, the speaker, and the listeners. Spirit of the living God, have your way today. Bless our listeners as they listen with minds that are open for revelation knowledge so that our lives are enriched, enhanced, and empowered to minister in the marketplace. We thank you, we praise you, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Robin.
Thank you. Praise God, praise God. I am excited. I am ready. Minister Candy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Thank you for clearing the atmosphere so that we will be able to hear the word, receive the word, and do the word as the woman of God comes forward. Now, she is not a stranger to the call. She is an anointed woman of God. She's a blessed woman of God. She happens to be one of our prayer intercessors. She is a mother. She is a wife. She is a Georgia peach, a native of Georgia. She's married to Bishop Joseph B. Washington II, and she has four dear children. This woman, she's an author, she's a dynamic speaker, and her purpose is to help others fulfill their God-given purpose. Also, she holds over 20 years of experience in corporate America as a project manager. And I am honored, I am blessed to call her my sister and my friend in the Lord. And I bring to you today Minister Kathy Washington. Minister Kathy, are you out there?
I am here, Minister Robin. How are you this morning?
I am blessed and excited to hear the word. Take it away, sis. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. What a wonderful job you've done hosting this morning. Praise God for you. And Minister Candy, thank you so much for a powerful prayer. And to all of you that's on the Master's call this morning, I am absolutely fired up and excited about what God is doing. I generally, when I have to prepare and speak, I don't get much sleep. So I'm going to share this word, and just I am so excited about what God has dropped in my spirit for our call today. I'm simply going to talk about the power of your words. My title for this message is Your Miracle is in Your Mouth. Your miracle, it's in your mouth. As all of us know, we have been on our consecration, and I am excited with great expectation. I was sharing with one of the prayer intercessors the other day about just my expectation level of what God is doing for us. Each of us, I'm sure, can think about and can see the results of your sacrifice and your obedience, even up to this very moment. I actually have started journaling and started being intentional, I would say, about my journaling because I've journaled for some time now. But just being intentional on this fast because I want to not only track what has happened, I don't want to forget what God is doing and has done as a result of our obedience. So I want to encourage you to do that. So today we're talking about the power of your words, your miracle. It's in your mouth. many people understand the power of your words. As a matter of fact, as I did my research, I found out there were people from Chinese proverbs to educators to unknown sources. And I'm going to name a couple of these. I'm going to state a couple of these quotes that I found that I thought was very, very powerful. And I want you to think about it as it reflects on the words that we speak out of our mouth. Now, words are the keys to the heart. This is a Chinese proverb that I found. Another quote that I found was, speak when you're angry and you will make the best speech you will ever regret. Peter, an educator, an author, said that. If someone were to pay 10 cents for every unkind word you ever spoke, if someone were to pay 10 cents for every kind word you spoke, would you be poor or would you be rich? Let me get that quote correctly. If someone was to pay you 10 cents for every kind word you ever spoke and collect from you 5 cents from every unkind word you ever spoke, would you be rich or would you be poor? That comes from an unknown source. Another quote that I found, kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are endless. Mother Teresa, a well-known missionary and, of course, you know, Nobel Peace Prize winner. Another one that I found that was on a website, I thought it was incredible, and I remember this from my days in corporate, says simply, be careful of your thoughts, for your thoughts become your words. Be careful of your words, for your words become your action. Be careful of your action, for your action become your habit. Be careful of your habit, for your habit become your character. Be careful of your character, for your character become your destiny. That was found on the Feed the Children website. Another quote that I found, and this was actually an incredible one as well, kind words can warm for 3 winters, while harsh words can chill even the heat of summer. Think about that. That comes from a Chinese proverb. Another quote that I found, words have a longer life than deeds. That comes from a Greek poet. And finally, the final quote that I will say, share with you this morning is, complain and remain, praise and be raised. That comes from a Bible teacher that we all know, Joyce Myers. So what am I saying? Words are powerful. They create or they destroy. They can inspire you or wound you. What you say will affect your way. It will affect you either positively or negatively. I think I shared in my previous message, I would say, on the master's call about the I am principle, and I talked about what you say on the other side of I am is what you have. We're going to continue that whole thought along the lines of the power of your words, especially while we're fasting. Be conscious. Let that be a part of what you are being conscious of as you are walking through this fast. What are you saying? What's coming out of your mouth? What is it? Is it positive or is it negative? Are you going to have that miracle or you're going to retract that miracle? Are you going to have that breakthrough? Are you going to speak that breakthrough? Or are you going to say you're going to completely cancel it out altogether? Words are like seeds that when we speak them and continue to believe them, guess what? They bloom into reality. Your words are one of the most powerful forces that you yourself possess. Your words can build people up or they can tear them down. Your words can literally build people up or tear them down. Take a moment and think about it. I want to just take you through a little quick little exercise. And I want you to think about this as it relates to yourself. So the words that you speak about yourself, the words you speak to your spouse or your significant other, the words you speak to your children, your family members, your friends, your coworkers, your bosses, what are you saying? Your team members, what words are you speaking? Do you speak words that build one up or empowers? Words like you're smart, you can do anything, you're capable, you're amazing, you are a platinum president in the making. What are you saying? Or are you using words that hurt, rough, critical, or sarcastic words. Words like, you're so stupid, you can't do anything, you're incapable, you can't do this business of Artists International. Here's a way to look at it. If your words were fruit, what would others taste from you? Kind of pause and think about that a little bit. It really, really makes you think about what is coming out of your mouth. So now we've seen in the natural just how powerful words are. I want to take you now into the Word of God, and let's look at Mark 10. This story really, really struck me because the title of our message is The Power of Your Words, Your Miracle is in Your Mouth. Well, Mark 10 talks about the blind man, and it's a familiar scripture, and I'm not going to go through the entire breakdown. I'm going to paraphrase it just for the sake of the call. It simply talks about a crowd of people were following Jesus, and his disciples approached him as he was going into the town or city of Jericho. And at the end of the town sat a man, his name was Bartimaeus. And when he called, when he heard, he simply heard that Jesus was passing by. He began to scream and yell and call on Jesus at the top of his lungs. He was saying, Jesus, Jesus, your son of David, have mercy on me. People tried to quiet this man and tell him, be quiet, Bartimaeus, be quiet. But the more they tried to keep him quiet, the louder and that he shouted. Son of David, he hollered at the top of his lungs, please have mercy on me. So I want to ask you, what are you saying out of your mouth? What are you saying this morning? Jesus stopped walking and turned and looked at his disciples. This man got his attention. He called and said, told the man to come to him. Bring that man to me is what Jesus told his disciples. And the disciples went and they got Bartimaeus and they said, cheer up, get on your feet, come on over here. Jesus is calling for you. The blind man leaped to his feet and Jesus asked him, he says, well, what do you want me to do, Bartimaeus? What do you want? And Bartimaeus said, teacher, I wish to see. And Jesus said, go, because of your faith, you are healed. Instantly, Bartimaeus could see. He followed Jesus everywhere he went. So the Bible simply lets us know this man, no matter, he could have sat there, he could have said, I can't see. I know I heard Jesus was coming, but I can't see a thing. I'm just going to sit here in my misery, and I'm going to say, woe is me. This is my situation. But no, Bartimaeus understood. I've got to say something. I've got to speak it out of my mouth. I've got to call on the only one that can help me. The word of the Lord says to us, it simply says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Is there really power in your words? The word is clear. It says, according to the scriptures, the tongue has power. Notice it didn't say the power of the tongue. It says here the power of the tongue has power. It says death and life is in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Obviously, this is a powerful principle. And we've heard it a lot, but I want us, as we're taking a walking through our fast, I want us to be conscious and on purpose, intentional about what we're saying out of our mouth. We've already, you know, been taught, Pastor Vanessa has given us great principles on, you know, how we walk through this fast. But in addition to that, I just really want to implore you, I want to encourage you to think about what it is that you're saying out of your mouth during this fast. In other words, go ahead and add the mouth fast to it. Just, what am I saying? Am I speaking positive words or am I speaking negative words? Sometimes, especially as you're walking through a fast, you have to be even more careful because things can easily irritate you because now you are kind of bringing that flesh under a subjection and saying, no, you're not running anything. You're not in control. I am going to yield my flesh to God, and I am going to allow my spirit to rise above what's going on here. And I'm going to speak words of life, words of life. The word is clear. It says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So you can speak life or you can speak death. Which will you choose? So our words are a matter of life and death, as I just said. This is why Jesus declared, even in Matthew 12:36, he said, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment." Another powerful principle. Remember, the words that you speak out of your mouth, you're going to have to give an account of those words. And so I want to encourage you. Even with that, I thought about that as I studied and said, "Lord, I think there have been times I probably need to pray for some crop failure because of the words that have come out of my mouth." For your words will be justified, and by your words will you be condemned. Matthew 12:36. These declarations of Jesus Christ can sit up and take notice. It causes you to sit up and take notice and consider very carefully the kind of words that are coming out of our mouths and why are we saying what we're saying. The truth is, the more you say something, the more you believe it. The more you believe it, the more you say it. Have you heard that principle? The more you say something, the more you believe it. The more you believe it, the more you say it. Somebody says, "You know, I just don't have anything. I don't have any money. I can't work my business." And you know what? The more you say that thing out of your mouth, the more you're going to have it. So I want to encourage you, just like I thought that I need to pray for some crop failure, for some words, for some seeds that have been planted, some words that words are like seeds, as I said earlier, and when they're planted, when they're spoken, they're actually planted. So words produce crop, good or bad. So if you spend more time examining the kind of things that are coming out of your mouth, especially in the moment and time of irritation or crisis or when things are really, really severe or things are going on in your world, be careful about what you say. And if your thoughts, you think it, don't say it. Cast down that thought. Even when the thought comes, cast it down and declare that you're not going to even speak negativity out of your mouth. If we become so keenly aware of that, not only will it change our circumstance, but it will also change the people around us and affect those that we come in contact with. I want to, and I think I probably am not going to get to all of this, I really wanted to move into how do I, now that I'm conscious of my words, what do I need to do? I want to encourage you to fill your word with your words with faith. Fill your words with faith. And I tell you what, I guess with that I'm going to probably just take one of these principles, and I'm going to probably have a series, Pastor Vanessa, part two of this message. But I will hit one of the principles even now. The first one is fill your words with faith, realizing that faith-filled words create. Principle number one, faith-filled words create. There's power in the words that we speak. We've talked about that extensively. The power is in your mouth, good or bad, and how, you know, even society understands that there's power in our words. But in Proverbs 18:20, the principle is clear, that death and life is in the power of your tongue. You have the ability to create what you want, or you have the ability to cause death to what you're saying out of your mouth. So I want to encourage you today, as we think about our words, the power of our words, that words are powerful, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we sometimes have to even examine our own heart. What is, you know, okay, I have to be careful about my words, but I've got to look at my heart. If I'm speaking this forth out of me, then what is going on in my heart? Am I holding on to any kind of unforgiveness? Am I holding on to some hurt or some disappointment that's happened in my life that's causing these negative words to come forth? What am I holding on to? What's going on? What's really going on in my heart? So taking that inventory of yourself, it really does bring you right back to who you are. And I I'm so thankful. I tell you what, sometimes when you're fasting and you're staying before the Lord, He will absolutely cause the word to penetrate your heart. And I literally had to take a personal inventory of myself and what am I saying, and being very, very conscious. And I thought about this even before I started the fast, but I've been so keenly aware of it that even those that are around me that are speaking words, I would say to them, don't say that. Say that God is going to turn my situation around. Don't speak that into that. Don't speak that negativity in the atmosphere, but begin to speak positive words of affirmation, positive faith-filled words that I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is absolutely nothing that I am coming in contact with that we can't find the Word of God will not address, will not fix. If you're not sure what word, I want to encourage you, get your concordance out. There's an answer to whatever it is you're dealing with. So you can totally change your situation, create your miracle, because it's absolutely in your mouth. And I'm going to turn the call back over to you, Minister Robin. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share the power of your word. Back to you.
Praise God. Wow. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for that powerful word. And as she said, we have to watch what we say, because there is power in our words. And we want our miracle to go forward. So be conscious of what we speak. And having said that, I'm going to speak words that are encouraging. I'm going to speak the word of God over those who have requested prayer. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you told us that if we ask according to your word in Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11, ask and it shall be given to us. Seek and we'll find, knock, and we know the door will be open. For everyone that asks, they receive, and when they seek, they find, and when they knock, it shall be open. So, Lord God, I bring before you, Father God, Jessica, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for her love for Michael and for Amani, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you for being a God of restoration. Thank you for restoring that relationship. Thank you, Father God, that there is nothing too big for you regarding Michael and Amani, Father. Lord God, you are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides all. So I thank you, Lord God, that Peter, his needs are met, Father, according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that he has peace, Lord God, and he relies on you. He believes your word. He speaks your word, Lord God. And it will come to pass according to you, Father, the plan that you have for him and his family. Lord, I thank you for Ursula's daughter, Father. Lord God, I thank you that she has your favor, Father. You said the heart of the king is in your hand, and you turn it the way that you want it to go. So, Father God, we speak normal employment hours for her, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that there's growth for her, Father God, at her place of employment, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that favor rests upon her in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said those that wait on you, they'll have their strength renewed. They'll mount up with wings like eagles, and they'll run, and they won't faint. We thank you, Father God, that you are Christina's strength, and you give her endurance, Lord God, to do all things through Christ, because you are the strength that she needs. Thank you, Lord God. And I want to say to everyone that's on the call, thank you for being a part of the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for that powerful word. We are going to take a Selah and listen to what we say. Be conscious of our words, because there's power in our words. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up in prayer and for greeting us. And to the Master's family, we will see you again on the call tomorrow. God bless you. Go out into the market and be a minister in the marketplace. Goodbye.